This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, for more on this story, let's bring in Sheila Heen. She lectures on negotiating at Harvard Law School, and she advises companies on conflict resolution. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so if indeed the pilots are purposefully causing delays and cancellations of flights, is that an effective negotiating tactic?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that the pilots are actually doing a reasonably good job of bringing other players into the negotiation by saying, look, other people here are on our side, and those other people also have decision-making power because they can choose to fly with someone else.
But don't they risk then getting a backlash from passengers who are going to be angry at the pilots rather than American Airlines in a situation like this?
Absolutely. So this strategy is really high risk, really for both sides. It feels like bullying to the other side. And so it caused the other side often to dig in their heels and become more entrenched because now it's gone public and they have to publicly give in. But the other reason it's high risk is that the public may end up siding with the other side, right? You may get that backlash. You can see that in the refs situation as well, the NFL refs.
Well, as we've gone through this year of a lot of high-profile labor disputes, the NFL refs, the American Airlines dispute right now, and the strike in South Africa with the miners, is there any lesson for someone like you who watches this kind of stuff and negotiating tactics? Is there anything that's happened this year that's going to go into your lectures at Harvard on how to negotiate?
Well, certainly looking at when you're backing the other side into a corner, is there a way to give them a face-saving way out? What they're doing in the negotiation, you know, language, lingo, is each side is testing the other's BATNA. BATNA stands for best alternative to a negotiated agreement. In other words, if you don't agree with us, what happens? I think all three of these situations are big gambles with real costs. So were there other ways that they could have settled things? I don't know if that the answer is yes or no, but it provides a lot of grist for us to talk about.
Sheila Heen, author of Difficult Conversations, How to Discuss What Matters Most. Thanks so much.
Thank you.